Well, Danny, let's start with the positives. Tom Parks, man of the match, his first goal for the club, and it was a special one.
Yes, no, it was a good goal, good counter-attack. You know, I thought we were playing ever so well, and it's just disappointing that that isn't the only thing we're talking about, is an equaliser that's got us a well-earned point. But, you know, mistakes were made, looked a bit shaky as the game went on, and we, you know, truly got punished.
I think it's now 13 goals conceded in the last four games. It doesn't matter who's in goal.
No, I think that, you know, it was always, I made the point of when Sarge came in, he hadn't played a league game all season, we were second from bottom, so, you know, he ain't done anything wrong to get us in that position, and Charlie came in and, you know, he conceded eight goals in two games. How many of them are his fault? I'm not so sure. So it wasn't a case of going, they've cost us loads of goals, as it wasn't with Alex dropping him in the first place. It was just to give him a crack. And he come in, conceded four, didn't really do much wrong. But, you know, there's a lot of naivety and a lot of young minds out there, and mistakes were made. But we've got what we've got, and I'm not afraid to put them in, because I know if they go through this time next year, they won't be making those same mistakes.
Winding up order, of course, on Monday. How much has that sort of bed on you and the rest of the squad and the players?
I think it's natural for it to really be on our minds. It's something else we've all had to deal with the last few months. And it's, you know, you tell yourself it what don't kill you makes you stronger. So it's something that hopefully we come out the positive side of it on Monday. I don't know which way it's going to go. I should imagine, I know for a fact that's still obviously the priority of everyone connected with the club.
Has there been any contact from the owners, from the board, from the president to yourself and to the players about the situation, and particularly about Monday and the winding up order?
No, communication about which way it's going to go. So we're all left guessing a little bit, all left in the lurch. And then you've got to try and sort of lift a load of players to try and play a game against a top team. So it's very tough. They can only be lifted so much. It's frustrating because it's, you know, the older players, I'm sure, were sort of promised the world in the summer when they signed. Hasn't worked out that way. I know they find themselves sort of scrapping down the bottom. And at the same time, I'm asking them to help those young players as best they can. So they've got a lot on their shoulders, myself included, but we're just giving it our best shot.
And do you think that survival is still a possibility? Other results seem to go your way today.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility until it's an old saying, it's mathematically impossible. But, you know, realistically, it's going to be very, very tough. I think we're obviously conceding a lot of goals. There's a lot of naivety out there. There's a lot of heart and there's a lot of promise in our play. But there's mistakes. And I'm hoping that, you know, by the start of next season, if we're all still going, then those mistakes will be eradicated.
McCullen, Kennedy and Hunt amongst the players that you could do with, could they be in contention for Crawley next weekend?
Maybe we're going to have to play it by this week. I think Paul McCullen will be a no, and I think Hunt will be a no. So Callum Kennedy's a maybe. So it's tough. You know, I've had to deal with that from the start. The youngsters have been thrown in, you know, half because I've chosen to do it, other half because, you know, they're the only players left standing. And they haven't gone missing, you know. So it's tough, but when you see the second half and a few of the mistakes that were made, that's going to happen. And at the same time, they've got to be told that if you're going to learn, you've got to learn quick. And I'm sure they will.
And finding the supporters, they were behind you right to the very end, weren't they?
Yeah, they have been. You know, they've been excellent. And it's just a shame. Cause you'd love to have left here today with a 1-1 and they've just got something from the game. But you're playing against a team that punish you. And if they don't punish you once, all the next time they definitely punish you the third time. So it's a lesson for all the younger players. And as I say, hopefully they'll come through stronger for it.